Lights, camera, action.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Movie Madness in association with Spitballing Pod. I'm Luke Byron, joined this week by two of the founding fathers of this show, Tom Kennett and Keenan Bonner. Big episode this week, the 200th edition of the show. This week we're doing something we've never done before on this podcast. We're drafting. And to kick things off, we are drafting the greatest side characters of all time. How are we doing today?
Nervous.
Excited. More nervous than having seen how much work you two have put into this, but we'll see.
You're speaking, you've got the mic on your chin, so you want to lift that up a bit. But, you know, teething problems, I think people might be used to this with you at this stage, so it might be something that they're expecting. You know, I said your name. We are in person, so you can tell this really is a big one. We've been long appreciative of the side character on this podcast. An award was named after Seth Green's portrayal of Ezekiel in Sex Drive back in season one, and we've not looked back. The Leslie Mann Hall of Fame has been and gone, but this love has forever stayed. I say this with the knowledge also that what determines a side character is up for some level of debate. Perhaps dangerously, the parameters that we've set here are thin-ish. I wanted this to be as open as possible, as many favourites get off the board as possible. And we do have somewhat similar tastes, so I think there will be some crossover. Admiration and enthusiasm for the characters, regardless of whose board they fall onto. Those parameters, to cross those off, we're drafting side characters, not supporting characters. If that confuses you, you're probably not the only one. Essentially, the person selected should not be the second billing on the poster or the film. They should not be considered the second lead. The Doc in Back to the Future, for example, a debate we had at one time on this show, would be a supporting character. We are allowing third billing to be included for the purposes of this draft. The lead villain would also not count as a side character. James Earl Jones is not given top billing in Return of the Jedi, but Darth Vader is still not a side character. Hopefully that makes some level of sense. If this gets to be a touchy draft, then we'll side with the majority if there is any dispute. Does that sound okay with everyone?
It does. You're fine.
Fine, yeah. Not a problem.
I feel like the touchy draft was aimed at me. That's fine. It's okay.
No, disputes will go to a tribunal
I said to TK yesterday when we went to the cinema, there was someone I had in mind. I think he probably could have got away with it. And I said, I know that Keenan would have raised it. So
I'm happy for a little bit of dispute. I think people are half listening in.
Well, Keenan raised an interesting question earlier, which we may get to at some point, depending on how the draft falls.
The doc question already beat rearing its ugly head.
It's ridiculous. He switched up on me once again.
Final bit of housekeeping. We'll randomise the order in just a second, and I'll do that in front of the pair of you. When we did them for the football drafts, there was some scepticism, I think, from Rory only. Me, I think he was the only one that cared about it.
It was 100%.
He tried to change the format of a snake draft because he had a middle pick and he was like, so I'm not going to get the first pick at any point now. And I thought, well, that's kind of how this is working. So seven categories you need to fill. You can fill them in any order so long as they're all filled come the end of the picks. Action adventure, comedy, animation, franchise, crime thriller, bad friend, and wild card. The animation category includes both characters from within an entirely animated film or an animated character within a film alongside human actors. The same character can't be used twice. If Keenan took his main man Commissioner Gordon from The Dark Knight Rises, then TK couldn't go next and pick Commissioner Gordon from The Dark Knight. The same film also can't be used twice. If Keenan wanted to relive some old traumas and take Doug from Everest, TK wouldn't be able to take Scott from Everest. Might not be the best example, but I just wanted to shake Keenan a bit before we got going.
I really was close to, honestly, there was close to being names on the board. I just can't do it.
All right.
I don't want to be sad tonight.
Let's set the order and then we'll get going. So wheelofnames.com, they've still not sponsored us alongside James Pantry, who's still not sponsored us. Just taking Keenan to the James Pantry in Brockworth, although it wasn't open.
Yeah, that's a big miss.
They might have recognised us on the way past if they were open.
So instead it was almost like a tourist site instead.
Yeah.
I bought a Ginster sausage roll from the co-op and it wasn't.
I'm going to hit spin now. Whoever it lands on first pick, and then you get how that works. Spinning here. First pick is going to Keenan.
Yeah, that was obvious. What did I say? I don't want the first pick. Yeah.
But then when we were at Goff's wedding, we named a certain character and you were like, if I don't get him, honestly. Yeah. And then we kind of had to assume what you meant by that.
For the record, at that wedding, by the end of that wedding, I was...
This was early on, though.
Yeah, but like what you've got to understand is as I get more drunk, the memory of the day earlier in the day fades. So my memory of Goff's wedding is essentially the last 30 minutes I was there. Like, it is what it is. This is why I'm so nervous about what happens in that video interview.
Well, I was... No, that was fine.
Okay.
But fantastic. I had some worries when I thought about some moves I'd done the night before and I thought some of them weren't good.
Yeah, I've had some flashbacks to some shapes and...
I got a text from Goff the next day saying, you weren't lying about some shapes. And I thought, what does that mean? And then I saw his wedding video posted and thought... Right, we're getting to the end of the day. Let's hope I don't appear here. It's like I wasn't there. So all's well that ends well. We'll press the button now. TK, do you want second or third pick?
Do I want?
He's going to spin it anyway.
You're not going to get to pick. If you want to put the energy out there in the world.
I want to get third pick.
So do I, but you know I don't usually get luck. So
I want TK to get whatever he wants.
Oh! Hang on.
Oh, I've got second pick. TK, you've got third pick.
I was thinking that was literally going to be on the line. I was thinking, thank God they don't sponsor us.
It's as on the line as it gets.
I know, I can see.
I've been shafted.
Yeah, the drama of that isn't going to quite transmit to the listener there. But
the noise we made then sounded like someone had been shafted.
Well, we did before, like a wheel that had like every team in it. We were picking teams that you had to support in La Liga in Germany, and then I think Connor stuck with one of them because they won the Super Bowl that year. Everything else was out the window.
Okay.
Yeah.
Turn my back on...
Fiorentina?
No, I stick with them. Hertha Berlin I turned my back on.
Because of the race thing?
I was drawn to...
just two shits.
I was drawn to Leverkusen during lockdown, Kai Havertz being a big part of that.
me and Goff famously chose Union Berlin.
I know, I can recall. But anyway...
Still the boys.
That's something for maybe a different day of the week. Let's get drafting. Keenan, you have the first pick.
I don't want it.
Who will you be taking and what category will you be taking it in? You can't rearrange your categories after the fact.
What do you mean?
You can't take someone in action adventure now and then later down the line, I've changed my mind. I want to move that into...
Yeah, no, I get that. No, that's fine. I didn't know where you were going.
Well, it was a given, and then to go back to another draft, I remember Rory telling me Suarez was a winger, and so I just wanted to put some things on the record that, you know...
There's some egregious picks going on all over in those drafts, though.
Okay, well...
He's looking at his phone like he needs to...
Well, I do. There's some big names in there.
There is.
Doesn't want to do anything rash.
Yeah. Am I on a clock, am I? This isn't like the NFL draft.
You're not on a clock here. I'm thinking how late I'm going to be up...
That's less my concern.
Taking out the ums and ahs. I thought first picks would be...
My top billing for every category is superb. The rest of it's shaky. I'm going to take the obvious pick for me. I'm going to take Joe Pesci in Goodfellas as Tommy DeSimone. And the reason's why, for anyone who's ever heard me listen... To anyone who's ever listened to me on a podcast, probably heard me reference Goodfellas on the... wax lyrical about why it's my favourite film ever.
Hey, let me tell you, you have until I asked in one episode to tell me what you love about Goodfellas. Got the same response with Heat.
I like everything about it.
It wouldn't have sent anyone to go and watch it.
It's not designed to, because I openly admit that it's not the best film ever made. It's my favourite. I love the beginning, love the middle, love the end.
On 200, it feels like a time for reflection, and I said to you with regards to Heat, tell me what you love about Heat. I said, well, kick things off. Something you have a lot to say. And you went, first minute, second minute. Is there anything in particular?
I didn't make that face. First
time. You were making that face. I can hear it on the mic.
I probably was making that face. You're right. But, well, look, fantastic side character, great psychopath, brilliantly funny, has some unbelievable quotes, little monologue. He's involved in the main part of one of the most famous scenes of all time is Funny How. You could win it just on that.
He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say? You're right. Funny How. What?
just, you know, you're funny.
You mean, so? Well, let me understand this, because maybe it's me, I'm a little up, maybe. But I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Then there's the scene when they're torching out the bar. Him shooting Stax Edwards and talking about fucking bring the coffee. It's just superb. A great psychopath.
Yeah, he did win a best supporting actor for this role, but by our stipulations, which are obviously far more exact than the Academy's, he is in fact a side character. You said the funny house scene, he calls Bats a motherfucking mutt.
I hadn't even got to Bats yet.
One of my favourite insults in cinema history, alongside rat fucking The Departed.
Hadn't even got to the Bats scene yet.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Motherfucking mutt! You fucking piece of shit!
Yeah. Come on! Let him go.
Henry, bought his fucking button at the fake old tough guy. You bought your fucking button, you fake tough guy. You motherfucker.
Come on.
Fuck, keep that motherfucker here. Keep him here.
As memorable as anything, you and I also both love this dog's looking this way, this dog's looking that way, and this guy's in the middle saying, what am I going to do?
I like, and I watched this back at the start of the week, just thought about, I think I played the soundtrack for a second at work, and that reeled me in.
Superb.
And how serious he is when he's in the car with Henry, and he's asking him to go on a double date with him. He's like, I'll ask you one thing. One thing I ask, and you're going to do me like this.
I do you a lot of favours, I'm trying to bang this fucking broad.
How put out he is by things is one of the little niche parts of the films. Like, I'll go get a shovel. What? I've never got a shovel before.
I've never dug a hole before.
When they wind him up, when Jimmy's winding him up, and he's like, you're going to let him get away with that? He's like, what am I going to do after he shot him?
And then Jimmy's acting like he had no part in it. So you know this guy's a total psycho. And then he says, what are you, some sort of psycho? Like, you know everything this guy's done. Of course he fucking is.
Yeah, I mean, there is, for our stipulations, I think he might possibly be the ultimate side character. Obviously,
I think he's also the top end of, you are nearly main character, you're nearly out of our stipulation.
Let's not do we're not going to do this early in it, because as Byron said, he doesn't want to be up all night, and we'll essentially argue about this till the cows come home. But I do think he fits our description. Well, so we'll stick to that for now.
I think he's the closest, he's pushing the boundary.
Yeah, until I want to change the description in about 30 minutes time, and then we'll argue about it.
I'm not jumping on toes here, and there's a discussion. I spoke to TK on Monday, I think, and I said maybe the best differentiator between side and supporting by our metric is when it came to Casino, I consider him to be supporting. I consider him ahead of Sharon Stone when I watched that.
Yeah.
And so when I was doing my list, that wouldn't have fallen into it for me. With this, the rest of the plot can go on outside of him. We just bring him in, get the good bits, and then we can send him away wait for the next
hit. He actually is just there to steal scenes. Even when Frankie Carb, like when they kill Maury, he's superb in that. And he says like four words. He's just talking about, oh, it's starting the car, and he's like, I'm waiting for the car warm. And he's like, fucking just... he's just there to steal scenes.
Have you seen So there's two parts of the GQ interview. There's the profile that Scorsese did, and he did a video like other actors have done where they break down their roles in their films. And he speaks about Pesci coming on board for that. And he said Pesci rejected him at first and basically said, no, but I have these ideas. And if you'll take them on board, I really think we can make something great. And he said they went up to Pesci's place, which at that time, I think he still had an apartment that was above like a pub or something. He was living there when he gets the Raging Bull role. And he basically just talks him through the funny house scene. And he records that conversation. Scorsese writes out a mock of it. And then it's in the film. And he said that the tone of it and the levels of the conversation weren't scripted. He said that Liotta is basically just going on whatever pitch Henry puts out. He's just reacting to it as they record it. And it only takes a couple of times. They said they do it in an afternoon. And then it's obviously one of the best scenes that if we were doing a draft of scenes, that would probably be first round would be going.
For sure.
Yeah, would you? I mean, in a film filled with wonderful characters and great performances, like I say, he's just there to steal scenes. And I think he's worthy of the first pick overall, but he was always going to be mine, really, wasn't he?
Yeah, the I'll save that actually. All right, I've got a second pick. After cursing Keenan for not having an obvious pick,
harder than it seems, no?
It's more.
It's not like you.
I don't know what's on TK's board, which is really dictating what could be on mine.
I'm in there.
Am I allowed to like just? Rent am free, I allowed just there. To throw random shouts out whilst you two are picking?
No.
So I can't just can't try and put you off.
No, I'm going to go with franchise, and I'm going to take Steve Stifler.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you had to follow him in crime filler. After
You can fill your board in any way possible.
I will set the over under on me asking you what categories I filled at 3.5.
Well, that's why I've got this little board in front of me where I can fill everyone's up.
I've got all the faith in the world in you.
Just expose myself to the listeners there, didn't I? Just totally give the game away. I do not know the order of this thing.
No, otherwise you'd end up on that basis. You'd like, now you've got two picks. You can just take as and what you want.
Lovely.
Yes, Stifler, one of the greatest comedy characters of all time and the inspiration behind 1,000 rip-offs in teen movies since the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
American Pie 1, they knew they had a funny side character. If I was taking this in comedy, then I would have specified American Pie 2. That's where I think Stifler is at his peak.
Oh, Heather, baby. Why don't you tell me my dick is as big as Stifler's?
Stifler, get off!
I am getting off just listening to the two of you guys. Keep going.
I think we should try this another time.
Yeah, all right. Bye-bye. I love you.
I love you.
Oh, come on, you guys. I was almost there.
Nice talking with you.
Fair enough.
We now know that they were kind of tinkering with making him the joint face of the film in American Pie 2. You can go back and check that interview on our YouTube. They abandoned plans basically to include scenes with his dad, and I think it's from a question that TK asked, and we were told basically nobody cares how Stifler became Stifler, and truer words could not have been said in that interview.
We did not need an origin story.
No,
we've got a good idea, I think.
Yeah, the first film, they establish him. The next two, they just keep feeding him the ball. And just saying, run with it. But they're still paying him like a running back as well. They find a nice balance between him being the guy dunking it and the guy feeding the alley-oops, because you've got, Finch there, you've got Jim there, everyone. He can tee them up, he can knock them down. You laugh at Jim and Stifler for very different reasons, and the physical comedy you get from Sean William Scott, in the second one especially, with the lesbian scene and anytime he's reacting to anything. I didn't know if this was bold when I was thinking of it yesterday. I think his physical acting in that era is as good as anyone not named Jim Carrey. Feels bold until I'm saying, can you chuck another name out? And then it's...
Physical comedy?
Yeah, from what he's putting on the screen.
I'd need some time to come back to you.
And that's exactly why I thought I could chuck that out there.
You did look very smug as you were doing it. Yeah, look, I don't think... It's not a shout that I'm up in arms about immediately. I could get behind it.
He's throwing out the rule of three. He makes the you go, we go scene.
Good boy. Very good.
Dude, you're a fucking lousy kisser.
What? I wasn't trying. That's not fair. I wasn't trying there. I'm not.
No judgment.
No.
Wait a second. You were trying?
Fuck no.
You were trying?
You're trying.
Oh my God. Oh. No, I kissed Jim.
He touches Finch when he's tantric. Nearly picked Finch just for that moment. I think it might be the best moment in the American Pie 1, 2, 3, the wedding.
Wow.
There is no line I laugh at more when it comes round to it again, and I'll always film it and put it in WhatsApp group laughing along. Just fantastic character. It's why we did pretty much, I guess he's probably the main reason we did American Pie 4. Was it 150 Movie Madness? We did 1, 2, 3 technical issues. Meant that we didn't get to the wedding, but no, the reunion, sorry. We did 1, 2, 3, and then the reunion we kind of skirted past because I think we'd been there 3 hours and a bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't a technical issue,
it was technical issues.
We died of exhaustion.
We had technical issue with the connection and the mics, and there was a lot going on. Maybe you were unaware of why we were taking so long. I thought we were just chilling out, but.
Oh, mate, that's fucking 48 weeks ago.
That's what I'm saying.
I couldn't tell you what happened 4 weeks ago.
So, take my word for it. Stifler...
Leads me into trouble, that.
Steve Stifler goes in as my franchise pick. TK, you've got two picks. Where are they going?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, okay. all right. I'm going to go with the comedy, and I think we've probably all, it's probably our most competitive field in terms of the,
there's a
list here. I think I could pick any of you as my number one.
It's also my most stacked though. So I was wondering, do I leave this and just, I'll get something good, but Stifler was too good to turn down.
I feel you.
For sure. I'm going to go with, out of loyalty, I'm going to go with Chaz Wedding Crashers, Will Ferrell.
You prick.
That's a, it's an all-time great showing.
You prick.
Let me tell you, and this will reveal a lot about my board here. He was 9th on my wildcard list because I essentially, he's not gonna get there.
He's super.
I knew, I thought that would be the way that was going first.
He was top billing for me as well if I got a chance, but I didn't think
okay.
You know how I feel about our character. You know how I feel about our film. It might be, and as I rewatch it, I think this might be my favorite comedy.
You hungry? Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
Chaz, I think I'm okay. I had a bite right before I came over. Thank you.
You sure? You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
Yes. I knew you'd come. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
What is she doing? I never know what she's doing back there.
Getting
it firmly is mine, yeah. Absolutely.
Getting
I know it's not the funniest film ever, but again, it's just my favourite.
Getting the Will Ferrell, Nick Cage answer out of David Dobkin in the interview we did might be the peak of the movie podcast specifically in all that was done.
Yeah. Even getting him for an interview was just
getting him
ridiculous.
For an interview. No, now, at the time, possibly Dobkin, but now as time's gone on, getting Chad in the mix.
Yeah, so specifically the thing for me with Dobkin is that he revealed something that he'd never told anyone else in a public interview.
He was also just great crack.
Yeah, it really was.
He was, and if anyone ever doubted my commitment to this, which there may be some doubters out there, I sat through that Eurovision film the night before that interview.
I did too.
Oh, did you? Yeah. On the off chance that he maybe mentioned it in.
Because I thought he might want to cut some sort of promo on this.
We were doing Wedding Crashers and it was McAdams and Ferrell.
Yeah, exactly.
If anyone was wondering, I did not do that.
I think.
No, you're getting bashed for talking to your dad about what, like lasagna off camera.
Hey, what do you want? Wait, it's dinner time.
Sorry, Dave, you're going to have to wait.
Big man needs feeding.
I think if you'd explain it to him as well,
he might. Like I said he was good company. I imagine he would have taken it on the chin.
So, yeah, in an all-time great film where you could have almost any scene be, I've said before about this film, you could say, this is the best scene, and I wouldn't disagree with you, there's just so many. He threatens to steal the film in his short burst. It's an unbelievable cameo.
If this comes out today, I think we almost certainly get the spin-off. Certainly Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
sure.
Easy,
certainly
easy.
Will Ferrell today.
We know he's not turning it down.
No.
He doesn't turn down work.
No, and he's so, falling out with people left and right.
Yeah, and so I think... But then, what's his name? The guy, Adam McKay?
Mm.
He's fallen out with a couple of other people since, I think he...
Yeah, maybe it's all sorts. But they fell out over the Showtime thing, didn't they? Great defender, by the way.
Great, great, great pick. I was quite confident you would get him because I thought first round, I was pretty sure where Keenan was going if he wasn't off the board. The spanner would have been, if Keenan doesn't get first pick, I probably would have spited him and then we would have just seen seen what happens afterwards because it would have been a bit of chaos then. You'd have been thrown off. The look you give me there,
it's fine.
Earlier, it wasn't a guaranteed first pick, and suddenly the sheer thought of me taking that from you.
You know, it was a guaranteed first pick. I just wanted to have a look. That's fine because I didn't come here to play that game. I came here to have a nice cordial evening. But
you laid out the rules of engagement now.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't think there's some people on this board that you wouldn't take, so I'm quite comfortable there.
I think I know what your favourite film is, and I know what side character I can take from it.
There's no side character that's available from Ferris Bueller.
Available? I mean, you can...
Cameron from Ferris Bueller's supporting character. He's not a side character.
I disagree, but please.
There's debates as to whether he's truly the main character of the film.
Yeah, and there's debates about a lot of things. Don't make it fucking true, no, does it?
If we're going to take alter egos, maybe I'll take Abe Thurman, the Sausage King of Chicago. just one singular scene with Ferris Bueller playing a role, but no. There's no one. You don't like Ferris Bueller enough to take someone from there. I don't have anyone from Back to the Future on my board.
I wouldn't even go anywhere near Back to the Future.
There we go. So
but that's fine.
I'm comfortable where we are. So
we'll see. It's a long evening.
You've shown your hand, though.
You've got another pick.
It's spiteful, that's all.
You've got another pick. Where is it going?
All right. This. I don't know if this is bold, because we've already had a pick from it. I'm going with the crime thriller section, and I'm going to take Officer Dingham, The Departed.
So he's heard me talk about spiting people. It's just,
do you know, there was no chance that he made it out of this second round, because I was taking him. I would have taken the fucker in wild card just to spite
okay,
him.
Well, I wasn't going to take him next. I thought he was going to be.
Thought he was going to go low down the draft. You got that badly wrong, didn't you?
He was never going to.
People would have been nasty with me, then I'd be nasty in return. I didn't want to play that game.
So you started it.
So I can't want any players, it seems. You just want to take all the players, don't you?
There's people that
you'd make a bad NBA exec just going around going, what do you mean you took him?
That's what the Miami Heat are doing in this stage. Yeah. I thought I knew where you were going next.
And you didn't, did you?
No, but I think if someone else takes you. I think if someone else takes them, then
I'm gonna feel foolish. Then you're gonna,
yeah.
All right. But look, again, if you want to talk about a show stealer, him, Wahlberg in this, it's just batting 1,000. Just does not miss any scene.
Mm.
14 minutes and 20 seconds of screen time.
Yeah, I mean, and you're pumped every time.
Yeah, the funniest character, the second most ruthless character in the entire film.
And ends up slaying Damon, who you've spent the best part of this film fucking detesting.
Yeah, so from what I read this week, has anyone watched Internal Affairs? So I'm not going telling you something that maybe you're about to tell me is wrong.
I haven't seen
it. So from what I gather from that, the character of Sullivan that Damon plays, they make him question his own morals during that. And so he has a conflict towards the end of the film of, have I done the right thing? Have I done this? What they do with bringing Wahlberg in is they give Scorsese the license to make Damon the most despicable human being I think I've ever seen in a film of this nature.
Wow.
And so you get the best of Wahlberg. Damon just gets to be a massive piece of shit with no redeeming qualities, and it works out for everyone in the end. But at the start of the film, we got the interview process where he says, are you calling us cunts? And we're right off to a great start there. There's just compilations of him throughout on YouTube, and you can just watch all of his quotables. There was one that I remember us getting into when we did the podcast the first time, and it's, you have different accents. You did, didn't you? You little fucking snake.
A lottie fucking da. You were kind of a double kid, I bet, right? Huh? One kid with your old man, one kid with your mother. You're upper middle class during the weeks, then you're dropping your eyes and you're hanging in the big bad salty projects with your daddy the fucking donkey on the weekends. I got that right? Yep. You have different accents? You did, didn't you, you little fucking snake? You were like different people. You a psychiatrist? Well, if I was, I'd ask you why you're a statey making 30 grand a year. And I think if I was Sigmund fucking Freud, I wouldn't get an answer.
One I see on Twitter all the time is, I'm the guy that knows his job, you must be the other guy. Because he goes at Baldwin at some stage as well, doesn't he? Who we want to see. He is basically, I think, us in the film. And he just gets to enact what we want to say to all these horrible people.
Also, as much as he's a cop, he's basically what everyone would love to do in the workplace, but basically can't for fear of sack. He has apparently no fear of the sack, because even the old boy next to him goes like, Officer Dingham has his own way of doing things. We've just got to get used to that. So, well, you could do something about it, but you're not going to do anything.
So, do you know what we do here? My section?
Sir, yes, sir, I have an idea.
Whoa. Let's say you have no idea and leave it at that, okay? No idea. Zip. None. If you had an idea about what we do, we would not be good at what we do, would we? We would be cunts. Are you calling us cunts?
He says something at one stage to Damon. He's like, I've heard there's promotions on the board. Not literally, though. I don't want you to blow me. And Damon's like, what? Yeah, sets the tone for the film. His aggression towards anyone other than Queenan is just great to watch. And I do think the way people view the film would be different if we didn't get the kind of American cinema applause moment at the end. We don't really get that over here. I have to imagine in an American cinema, there is applause at the end when he takes out Sullivan. Because there's no real reason to it. That's not in the other script. That's not in Internal Affairs. That's just something Scorsese added in to make us all happy.
And I think, as we addressed when we, on that pod, like, how did he know that Damon was Snake? Or did he just want to kill him? Just,
So some people think that he was another rat and he's taken out the loose ends, and that's...
Blimey, that's I don't like that. That's a possible way
of looking at it. I like the idea that Leo has let him know he's forwarded some tapes or something in case, you know, I can't get this out. These are the guys to go after. That's how I like to think about it anyway.
For such a film, it is great that it's kind of unexplained.
Yeah.
I do kind of like that.
All right, I'm back on the board. TK's pick does throw things a little. I'm going to take Tom Hagen and I'm going to take him in crime thriller, which wasn't where I thought I'd be taking him. Yeah, I'm going to take...
not who I thought you would take from that film either.
So, did you think...
Fredo, man.
No.
Fredo was who I was thinking of, and I feel like he might be a little too prominent in the second film, like the whole...
What category did you take him in, please?
Crime.
You did take him in crime.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I was surprised the words Mo Green was not uttered.
No, so...
Mo Green!
If I hadn't got Stifler in franchise, then Hagen was on my board as my next franchise pick.
Okay. Hagen's a great pick. It's,
yeah, absolutely. It's a shame they didn't want to pay Duval that money and bring him back to run it back a third time, but
as decisions go,
it's fucking howling.
Yeah, Troy has just been watching the Godfather films again, and so we were talking about Tom Hagen, and you do get some characters where they are strictly said by their full name, and he's one of them, and I do always like that in a character.
Sign of respect.
And there's just so much going on with him. When I went to revisit some of the scenes, as you say about part three, his scene where he visits Pentangeli, and I think I said that wrong the first time, I don't know if I've got it right this time.
You've got it right, there you go.
When he visits him in prison and tells him to basically exchange his life in for his family. Yeah.
When a plot against the Emperor failed, plotters were always given a chance to let the families keep their fortunes.
Yeah, but only the rich guys, Tom. The little guys, they got knocked off, and all their estates went to the emperors. Unless they went home and they killed themselves, then nothing happened. And their families were taken care of, Tom.
That was a good break. Nice deal.
Very good. And then he might be the most brutal guy, pound for pound, in what he does. He's supposed to be the epitome of that era of gangster, in that he does get his hands dirty, but you look at him from afar and he's got a Brooks Brothers suit on. And
Him and Sonny beat up a pimp, Sally Ashley meet, in the original book. There's a little scene about it. And yeah, basically they kill a pimp who's trying to have his way with the young Tom Hagen.
Is that reasonable of a guy that he's taken hostage, and then at the point in which really the guy should be saying, Vito's still alive, you're unfortunately going to have to pay for this. He's that reasonable that he doesn't even want to do that himself. He's like, we can come to some kind of understanding. You're the only real voice of reason here. After Michael, the most complex character in the franchise?
Probably fair. Yeah, probably.
I'm not sure.
Who would be your contender?
Vito, because his whole motivation is conflicting. He's conflicted by the change in the world. He's conflicted by the change in his family. He's conflicted by a change in himself. The change in the world. I mean, there is one of the central themes of the first thing is that the geezer doesn't want to let anyone deal drugs, and the change in the world, the change in his industry, and is he still with the times or not? Tom is very intelligent, has a Patrick Bateman-esque charm, or I suppose Patrick Bateman has a Tom Hagen-esque charm, having come first. But then it becomes a case of what his motivations, I think, are quite fairly clear. He's just there to serve the family. Isn't it?
Yeah, at the end of this, I may leave you saying, we have nothing left but our friendship, or some degree of that. See, the real issue is, when I look at my draft board now, I didn't really consider that anyone could take anyone that I wanted from the board. And TK, unfortunately.
I'll be honest. Sorry, mate.
I'm half tempted. I don't know whether or not I want to just talk about the people that I want to talk about now, or if I just want to try and take people to annoy you. I haven't made
bored the game plan.
I feel,
because I feel like there's a picking comedy that you still very much want.
I feel I've got enough depth on my board that.
Oh no! I know you'll recover. I know you'll recover. But
comedy.
My...
See, there is someone, but there is also someone that I'd like the opportunity to speak about that I'm not sure is going to be there. So you may be doing me a favour. Okay. It's on you. You've got the next pick.
But I feel like I can take. I've actually realised the person that I was possibly going to steal from you, that I would attempt to steal from you, I may be able to do that in more than one category.
Okay, it's not who I wanted then, so.
Oh, fantastic. I might take him anyway, because now that I've realised that, he is possibly a bet. I actually prefer him in another category to comedy.
Go on.
Is it, are we on the board? You're done with Tom Hagen?
Yeah, done. Yeah, okay, Tom Hagen, right, done.
So I've got two picks, yeah?
Yep. Yes. Oh, I forgot about that. Go on.
So where do I want to go? 2 seconds, please.
I feel like you might be onto me. He's giving me a look that tells me.
I'm looking at my phone. So
are you looking at my board?
How could I do that?
I've got glasses on.
Are you okay?
I've just closed my notes.
I mean, I know you're not okay.
Warren's looking very uncomfortable, clammy right now, I would go as far as to say.
You're a strange man.
That's not news to anyone.
No, correct. Fair point. In comedy, I am going to take McLovin from Superbad.
Hey!
Don't fuck over at the party.
Gangsters, what's up, guys? I was just walking down the hall, and Nicola was right in front of me. She was wearing these tight white pants with this black G-string, and you could see right through the pants, man. It was so sweet. It's 10:33.
What?
Okay.
That wasn't the one I was thinking about stealing. I've got some other names, but you still got a comedy pick.
That is who I would have taken next, okay, in comedy.
That wasn't the one that I was referring to.
He's the only one left with a comedy pick.
Okay, so because what I'd like to do, because like we've all said, comedies probably the most stacked. We would all agree?
Yeah, sure.
So if we can, I'd maybe like to check out some honourable mentions at some point.
Yeah, once comedy.
I think any segment, once we've got three, I think you can discuss the runners and riders.
I've got some that overlap.
Most definitely.
I've been very disciplined and strict with my categorization.
Okay. Once we've spoken about McLovin, we'll maybe have a look at some crime thriller ones, and I'll make a judgment as to whether they carry over.
I wish you would have said that like 30 seconds earlier, because I'm just trying to. Make my notes more concise.
Well, let's talk about McLovin first.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I've accidentally just deleted all of the crime people.
It's fine. I'll chuck some out because some carry over, so I won't get into them yet. Anyway,
McLovin, he is from the 21st century. He is possibly one of the most recognisable side characters we have. McLovin was in itself a cultural phenomenon. The fucking ID, the jokes made about him, the jokes made to him, the jokes that he makes. The shit about the vest, him getting sparked out when he's in a convenience store. Like, in that scene, he is a literal, but he's a figurative punchline throughout the whole thing. But it's perfect. Like, he tees off, he's the link between them and the coppers. He's the link between themselves for so much of it. And like I say, ultimately, it was... like even the bit about fucking like read a book, Muhammad's the most common. Like it's between that and Muhammad.
That would be, I think, first two rounds of picks if we did the scene draft. I do have an idea for another draft, but won't do that here.
Okay, I also have one that I'd like to do with you.
With what you've said just about being the link, I was only thinking earlier today. He had the best of both worlds in that filming because he was doing the scenes with Jonah Hill and Michael Cera. Michael Cera is my favorite character in this film, but he. Isn't a side character. And then Bill Hader and Seth Rogen at that time. Seth Rogen, not sure if he'd be as fun at this stage as he was 10 to 15 years ago.
No.
Didn't need to see him on Diary of a CEO. Why was that a thing?
Blimey. Yeah.
I didn't watch it because as soon as I've seen a clip of you crying, no thank you.
Yeah, that is...
Do that in your own time.
Could definitely see Bartlett sort of going, you smoke a lot of weed then as well.
That's literally the Christ first part life. Of the trailer. I've seen the trailer for it.
I love Seth Rogen and I love things that he did in Hollywood and stuff, but now you're in your 40s and there's only so much I want to hear you talk about how much you like to smoke weed. It's been your stick for 20 years now. Like, let's turn it in.
Yeah.
So it's things on McLovin, into everything making me laugh, The way he holds a backpack with his hands on both straps when he walks behind Nicola when he's just following her down the corridor.
I told her what time it was. Yeah.
When I was watching a McLovin comp on my lunch today, and him saying it's not the going I'm worried about, but the coming gets me every time. But also when he gets asked by Evan, I think it was, he says, why are you smoking with those cops? And he goes, I don't know. Maybe because I fucking rule.
Yeah, man. It is, he's great in it. You'll probably tell me, I know he was in Kick-Ass and stuff, but I feel like I don't think he's ever got over that.
No.
You'd have backed him to parlay that into a massive career, wouldn't you? And you kind of like,
well, I think he was right. I think Kick-Ass being the next move was correct. Because I think you're playing into the McLovin thing and they do make a joke of that. It's also you're doing the same kind of humor still and you're trying to make a living out of doing that bag.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work because people just want to see McLovin.
Yeah.
And when you read things now, it's insane that Will Ferrell was able to do anything other than Frank the Tank after Old School.
Yeah, true.
Like the fact that they nearly wrote off Elf for what it is, and the fact that Will Ferrell, another person he's fallen out with, Favreau, because he didn't believe Favreau. He thought that he was funnier than what Favreau was telling him to do, and he'd bought into doing Frank the Tank Christmas film, basically.
Mm.
And he managed to turn it around. It's just such a distinct look that McLovin has, and the issue is he's not going to bulk up. He tried that. His face is going to be the exact, like, there's not much. He can't change his hair and suddenly he's not McLovin. So
you've really got to look into a film that's, you'll like McLovin but not quite, but the script's so good that it's funny, because let's face it, if Sean William Scott tried to do another film,
he's being the same stiff issue,
yeah, but even like, I don't know, like the film like Goon, I think that's a good fun film, but he's essentially, you know.
Well, he did Mr. Woodcock as well, didn't he, with
Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah,
he did.
So you can still do some. It's just, yeah, like you said, McLovin's never going to be, you're never going to get from like McLovin to, like, I don't know, Dwayne Johnson type of film. You kind of, you know what you are, but.
No, because Jonah Hill for like 7-8 years does just play.
Yeah,
Seth,
that's what
from
I mean.
Too Bad, and it works, but.
Seth Rogen's, you know, parlayed Seth Rogen into various films.
He got all fucking, he just got in his feelings, didn't he, about being fat and stuff. And
then he also did.
Started taking himself a bit seriously, basically.
He also did get, what, Oscar nomination for, two Oscar nominations for Wolf of Wall Street and Moneyball, so he managed to work it, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Did go downhill when he skinnied out, though, so he needs to stay, portly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to take that as my excuse.
But if... You don't want to ruin your charm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like there are certain things I get away with because I'm fairly fat. I feel like if I was a skinny guy saying, I'd just sound like an arsehole. Or a bigger arsehole.
Do you want me to chuck some crime picks out, or
I'm still on the
are
clock,
you worried
so...
that they could... Yeah, so you've picked crime thriller. I didn't know if you wanted me to chuck some ones out and we'd do those, but some of them do carry over across
You're worried that they're going to end up going
Or do you want to save them? We can do a 10-minute honourable mention.
Well, I think once we've all gone comedy and a couple of others, then it'll open up a bit more. So, Keenan, who's your next pick?
Do I go with a franchise? And I feel like this is a pick that...
Okay.
This is a pick that is actually just... I don't think anyone else might have taken, because I don't know if anyone likes this franchise as much as I do. I think you might be one of the only people I know who comes close.
Oh, God, he's going Fast and Furious.
For the record, I'm absolutely fucking not. It's the Oceans trilogy, and I am taking the inimitable Matt Damon as my franchise pick.
Do you want to talk about that first, or do you want me to address what you've said first?
Is it that you don't like the Oceans film, and I've got that wrong?
He's a hater.
I'm not a hater, but I'm not on board.
Oh, I thought you loved it.
So this is the beauty of podcasting, in that the enthusiasm when you can't see my face can really be driven through.
No, but it's the thing, like when we've had conversations away from it, you've told me you like it.
I like it.
Oh, no, I actually like all three. It's one of the rare things. It's not Taken, where the first one's okay, barring Liam Neeson being unable to hold a conversation.
No charisma.
Fantastic, zero. Fantastic monologuer.
I don't think Ocean's 11 would be on my top 10 heist films.
It would absolutely be on mine.
So that's where I'm at.
I don't but even. Then I
heard you two have a dispute over the fact that he didn't like Oceans previously.
I don't know. You know,
I may have just overheard you have a dispute about anything.
You, I genuinely don't think you could name 10 heist films.
Well, that's this is what
so, that's, so after I'd thrown that out, 5 didn't feel bold enough. It wouldn't be in my top 5. And
I think 5 is perfectly bold enough. 10 is outlandish.
I don't need you to do it now.
Are you going to put Tower Heist there?
There's the next rainy day. I enjoyed that.
Enjoyed that.
Damon's perfect. The evolution of his character is fantastic. He starts off as an understudy to... It actually quite nicely mirrors their own Hollywood careers in 2000 when they make the first one. He is the new generation. He's the young kid. He's the understudy to Clooney and Pitt. In the second one, at this point, big man's become Jason Bourne. He's knocking a few bits out. And then he's more on their level. He gets more involved in the heist, the planning, the execution. And then by the time the third one rolls around...
Do we know the character's name?
Linus.
I think I'd seen... Bourne.
Linus and his dad's called Bobby, and his mum comes into the third one. It turns out she's a criminal as well. And
of course.
They want the old boy. The old boys are supposed to be originally, that's who they want. They want the old fella, but he's banged up. So they take the son, and he's the young one who they're all ripping out of. And like I say, and then by the third one, he becomes central to it all. At the time where Clooney and Pitt, sorry, I almost called him a prick. That was wildly unnecessary. Where Clooney and Pitt started to fade away, Clooney moves a little bit, but I think he actually then got on to do Gravity, but he started to move behind the camera. Pitt's faded away a little bit, and at that point, Damon and DiCaprio are arguably the two biggest movie stars in the world. So it's a wonderful art imitates life.
So that you are my pick?
Hmm?
Am I my pick?
Yeah.
So there's two characters that I really want left, and
I think I know one of them, and I was very, very tempted to take him in franchise.
Okay. So yeah, we are on the same line. So I'll go there. I'm going to take Mad Dog from The Raid is who I'm going to take
in action.
In action, yeah. I've taken my franchise pick.
Yeah. Cool.
Does leave me open with the next guy I want, but we'll see. Thought I'd been rumbled. Might be the best henchman I've ever seen, Mad Dog in The Raid, and I'm going to keep throwing things out like that today because there's no real disputing them. The first time we properly see him in The Raid, if I could
Jaws
just,
in the Bond films?
Not for me, that.
Probably gone early there because that may or may not be featured on my board.
Would he not be the top villain in the film? I don't think I've even seen that.
Jaws is a henchman.
Well, the first
Scaramanga.
The first time we properly see him in The Raid to set the scene, he has a man cornered. He raises his weapon, and I know you love things like this as well. He says, I've never liked using these. It takes away the rush. Squeezing a trigger is like ordering takeout. He raises his hands up, and he says, this is what I do. He expends his bullets on the counter, places that on the side, and then he ends that scene with a jump knee transitioned into a flying DDT, and then while the guy is stunned, he just stands up and breaks his neck.
Yep.
I think he RKOs someone onto an exposed door frame later in the film as well.
He does, yeah.
Just a proper savage. Takes two guys to take him out at the end of the film. He's still fighting with a shard in his neck, one in each leg, and then it's dragged through his neck. So a good bad guy needs a good send-off, and he gets that as well. And when he's so good that they reincarnate him for the second film as an old man just because they want to bring the guy back again.
Yeah. He possibly would have been my action pick. I do have a couple of others.
So when we spoke about the scarcity of action, that was in my mind. We went in on Mad Dog when we did it the first time around.
Do you remember? Like, I'd never seen The Raid when we did it the first time, and I was blown away by the whole thing. And the second one is. The second one, I think as time goes on, might be a little bit better. That prison fight is up there with one of the best fight scenes I've ever seen.
I'm still rocked by we got on to do the podcast, and I remember Jack saying, yeah, it's good, but the way they've dubbed it, for one, his complaint was it wasn't in line with the guy's mouth, which, yeah, it's a different language. Yeah. So maybe explains that one.
Syllable
and two, I said to him beforehand, I was like, do not watch the dubbed version. Watch the subtitled version, as it's not going to be the same otherwise. And then he's kept my double disc Blu-ray of the two of them as well. So,
So he's really gone big on you.
That's cut you
deep. He has. So he didn't like the film and just spied me by keeping the DVD anyway. And it's one of them where I'm too scared to say, can I have that back? Because I don't want to hear that he doesn't know where it is. So I feel like if I just don't ask, then I won't
just
be
annoyed. Put it out on a recorded podcast instead.
Yeah, whether he listens or not, who knows? Maybe it prompts him to bring it back.
I hope it prompts him to text you to say fuck you and never getting our DVD back.
Snaps it over a video just to spite you.
Keep the second one and I'll have to make do. The interview that I did with one of the actors from this film, and then turned out he just spoke not one word of English and had cue cards behind the screen with pre-prepared answers. Fun memory, not an interview that I would put out because not doing much for anyone. That TK, we're back to you. Where are you going next?
I think I'm going to get my action one out of the way. I don't think this is going to make me a popular man. I'm going with Winston from John Wick.
That's okay. It's not like that. That wasn't number one on my board.
I had Kane on my board. I wasn't going to go Winston. Kane from John Wick 4.
No, I was very... It could have been... I'd be honest, actually, number one on my board, if we're talking John Wick, I was going to take Fishburne as the Bowery King.
Could have taken him in franchise.
You're right, I absolutely could have, but then I wouldn't have got to get Damon, and that was a must, as I said.
That was a must, okay.
I told you, I love that franchise, but I've been...
But you love John Wick as well.
I do love... John Wick is something more than love. I think I idolize John Wick.
Has TK watched episode one of The Continental yet?
Have you watched episode one of The Continental
yet? I have not watched episode one of The Continental yet.
When you do, we don't speak a lot anymore, Tom, but when you do, drop me a line, because I'd actually love to know your thoughts.
Okay, nice.
Is episode two... Episode two must be out now.
It is, yeah.
Okay, I need to re-watch episode one before watch episode two.
Out today, my friend.
Late night for me, so it might be one for tomorrow night.
Yeah, it'll be a tomorrow night one for me, definitely.
Lovely.
So Winston from...
pivotal to it, obviously, he's a great ally for him, and then you've got then kind of having to go after John Wick, but then also, you know, not wanting to. It's a great dynamic they've got. And Ian McShane's great.
Ian McShane is great. Lovejoy. What a guy. very charming. Very smooth.
What are we going to do about John Wick?
Oh, he has to die.
Sorry, Jonathan.
Winston!
Don't see any other way.
But yeah, I was hoping that John Wick would be selected at some way, somehow.
I'm not a Winston guy.
You weren't a John Wick guy for a while, though. So
wasn't a John Wick 1 guy, and I stand by my take on that as well.
It's a horrific take from a man who has so many.
It's the worst of the franchise. John Wick 1, and you've agreed with me on that before, so I hope you don't take that back.
It is, yeah.
And also, it's just everything I like about the John Wick franchise isn't in John Wick 1. They expand it going into John Wick 2 when they've got the foundation and they know what they can do now. So it's a fair reason. Even if you don't like the answer, there's a reasonable reasoning behind it.
I like the ending of 2, but I think you can make the case that could be the worst.
No. I think it literally goes upon... I came out of the cinema and said, 3-4-2-1. Now I think I would go 4-3-2-1.
Really? You like 4 that
much? Have you seen 4 again?
I've seen 4 4 times, okay. I think.
I've only seen it the once that I went to watch it with you, to be fair. I think 3 might... Like,
watch it twice in the cinema.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
TK hadn't seen it.
Yeah, no, I get that. You're a good friend. Weird guy, but good friend.
Now that you said you've seen it 4 times, it feels less of a selfless act. So it feels like you were doing this entirely.
I was
going
to do it at
some
point, and I wasn't paying for it, and you were driving me to the cinema, so I might as well.
No, I was a late bus, actually, because TK had to pick me up en route. It was a smash and grab. Got there just as it was starting.
We just went to the cinema for clarity. Let's get it out there right now.
I wouldn't even have read an innuendo being there, so that might say more about you.
Didn't know Gloucester was a...
I was half expecting you to give me those weird eyebrows, so I just thought that's not a...
I'm getting a bit self-conscious about these recently.
Well, them big brows?
Yeah.
A shape-up you should be self-conscious of.
I can't do my own beard because how bad my eyesight is on one side, so I'm not going to go to eyebrows.
I'm also joking, but it's only because you've complained to me, possibly this morning, about your barber.
Yeah. Okay. Not about him personally, about not being able to get an appointment.
To this podcast?
Very keen to get out of it. Yeah. Not sure. Clarify that.
No, you said he was great. You blamed it on yourself.
Where are you going next, TK?
It's a great question.
It is a great question. Some relief, as I thought I'd accidentally muted Keenan's microphone for the last 15 minutes then. I haven't, so
I haven't said anything of note, so you wouldn't have lost a lot. I think I've had a pick in the last quarter of an hour, though.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. I was wondering how long we've been talking for. Is it weird that selfishly I wanted you, like, now I would have loved you to be not, I've muted your mic. Because for all the times you've dug me out, it would be, I finally make this trip, and you're the one that causes it to go wrong.
You wouldn't, because...
We're going from the top.
With no shame, I'd have said, pretend you haven't just recorded that, so...
I would have said, I'm not doing that. Yeah, this becomes a two-man draft.
Do you know where you're going next?
This feels quite a grubby.
Do you want me to tell
pick?
You?
I've done all the technicality that I'm about to do here.
Let me make his pick first. I want to see how angry I'm about to get.
Yeah, see, I mean, I definitely could go somewhere on this that I think would scupper one of yours, but what I'm going to do instead.
What category are you going in?
I'm going to franchise.
Oh, I'm good.
Okay.
What, before, but you, I think before you take...
The franchise could end up in your action slash adventure. Very well could.
You're taking your top two picks.
I'm not going to...
No. You do.
It depends if you think this one is allowed. I'm playing a bit fast and loose with this. Franchise, I'm going with Apollo Creed in Rocky III.
You motherfucker.
Because that's a side character, not now, film. Now, and that's an all-time great character as well.
Now, I'm not...
That's another one he's got. I didn't know that.
This is... I'm not a Rocky guy. I've not even seen all of the Rocky films.
You're exposing yourself badly here.
I've seen up to... I've seen 1, 2, 3, 4. I've seen the last one. So how many have I missed out? 1, 2... I've not seen the Street Fight one, basically.
You've missed Tommy Guns.
6. There's another one outside, isn't it?
Is 6 the one that's just called Rocky? Because I've seen that one.
Okay, yeah, no, so it's
okay, just
it's called Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, I've seen that. So if you're more of a Rocky guy, then you would be the adjudicator on that, because in my head, he's a main character.
His reaction tells me he was going to do this. Yeah. So.
No, I was going to take him. I was going to take Apollo in action. You couldn't say absolutely take him in franchise, but to me as a side character, like... As action films go, Rocky is, and Apollo is superb. My only question is he the main villain in the first one?
He is however, the main villain in the first one. This is where I was questioning, but he's obviously not in the one.
However, because TK's taken him in franchise, in the second it's. He's technically still the villain, but less so, because there's a begrudging respect. And by the time the third one comes along, he becomes his trainer and his friend. And then by the time the fourth one rolls along, RIP, but he's like his best mate.
Yeah.
And then Paulie spends the fourth one a little bit better than Apollo's dad.
When I put the graphic out, I'll have to put an asterisk and a voice note from TK.
So. You can also take Mick if you want.
My thinking here is that for at least another round, it keeps you off my board, so...
Oh, okay, cool. That sucks.
There was a glaring one on here that I thought you'd take a lot worse if I picked
Are you going to tell me what it is? I think we've all done our franchise picks, right? Is that the crossover?
We're all our franchise picks, but I don't know if it's going to overlap with anything else. So
have you done your action slash adventure?
I got Mad Dog from the raid.
I still need to do my action slash adventure.
You said you were going to probably pick Apollo for that. Is that you? Were,
I would have. I think so. He was top of my list.
My guy that I had, I thought you were going to pick for that one. Okay. I don't know if I should say him at this stage, but.
Well, so we got. We'll see where Keenan goes. In my pick next.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so I may be leaving someone good on the board here. I'm going to be the first person to go from the bad friend.
I know who you're picking.
Category.
I know exactly who you're picking.
I'm going from Pineapple Express.
You're going Pineapple Express?
I'm going Pineapple Express and I'm taking Red.
Okay, fantastic.
I do like that pick though. I hadn't thought of
so that.
I have him in two Gratacres on my board.
When I thought of him the other day, I was very pleased with myself. And then I thought, okay, this actually is quite obvious if he pops into your mind, because it's like the bad friend category has been made for him in...
That's a good point, yeah.
In that circumstance.
I have read in two categories, because A, I think as a comedy side character... As it
this
goes,
is where I thought you were going when you said that you thought you knew what I wanted.
Legitimately, that is... You can read that. Comedy.
Yeah, I don't want to see any others, but...
That's fine, I think
from his introduction at the house when Dale and Saul turn up, he's just home runs for the remainder. He's got his yellow vest on. He's got jeans on. He's working out with an exercise ball saying he's trying for a scholarship. Then he's discussing his herpes, which is as funny as anything in the film.
You know how many joints we've shared?
I know. I'm a disgusting person.
Oh, herpes is for life, bro.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try to definitely put some sort of medical ointment on it. I've been taking Vicodin. That doesn't really take the swelling down, though.
It's from that time I told you, man. You wanted to eat that lollipop out of that stripper's snatch. You wanted to do it.
Out of her vagina, I know. Remember what you did? What'd you do?
Nothing.
You ate a box of nerves out of a butthole.
Oh, you fucking said you wouldn't tell. You sowed your own poison, man.
He's got his kimono on for the fight that they have.
Superb fight, by the way.
Yeah, he tells him not to take the door down unless he's going to pay for it.
Do you know something about that fight? It manages to combine two of our favourite things. It's a fight in both a kitchen and a bathroom.
He's baking the cake for his dead cat's birthday.
It's for cat's birthday. And he died.
At the start, when they're debating about talking, he says, "You come into my house and tell secrets just because you think I can't handle danger." He's shaving his pits so he can be aerodynamic for fighting. You just got killed by a Daewoo Lamos, motherfucker.
Yeah, awesome.
Phenomenal character. Considered him, I won't say anything else because may influence something, but we'll come back around, I'm sure. Yeah, anything else to add on Red before we get to Keenan's two picks?
No, that's a good pick though, fair play.
Anything to add before we get to your two picks?
No, not really. No.
Then you go. You're on the board.
I'm reeling. I'm just trying to recover.
Do you want me to recap where we are? Will you have a think? Or do you know where you're going?
No, I don't know where I'm going.
Okay, so...
I think I've done franchise.
I've got, so far, Mad Dog from The Raid, Steve Stifler, Tom Hagen from The Godfather, and Red from Pineapple Express. TK's got Winston from John Wick, Chaz from Wedding Crashers, Apollo Creed from Rocky III, and Dignam from The Departed.
It feels personal.
As I was reading that, I did think the same. And TK's got, Keenan's got McLovin from Superbad, Linus from Ocean's 11, and Tommy from Goodfellas.
I've got two fucking stellar picks, and then one is just one that I don't care what anyone thinks. Linus is my guy. I'm also going Bad Friend.
Okay.
I'm also going Danny McBride. And
that's what I didn't want to say.
This is the end.
Yeah.
Because he is the ultimate bad friend. He eats all of your food. He spends X amount of the film just finishing everywhere in your house.
Have you watched this again recently?
No.
I watched it. We did a podcast on it.
Yeah, I didn't get invited. Sorry.
3-4 months ago.
Yeah, no,
longer than that.
No, I remember.
I'm
aware.
I'd forgotten how funny he was in it.
Fucking unbelievable.
It made me go and start the TV show where he's a baseball player that's been...
He's banding down.
Kicked out of the league, yeah.
Is it good?
So I've only seen the first couple of episodes and the blooper reel that I think everyone has seen with Will Ferrell. Okay, that, like, it's that good that it would be, if I was going to stop the podcast for you to watch something, then that would be like a good thing. It's just incredible.
I was sort of sold on it because it's Danny McBride. I also really like the name Kenny Powers.
There's a theory that people have that either it's based on Patrick Mahomes or Patrick Mahomes is the same character, because there's interviews that sync up and their voices are exactly the same. And so you can see these comparison videos.
It was made before Mahomes would have been in the league though, right?
Well, there you go. So Mahomes is...
So that was a genuine question.
Same guy. You sounds right.
Okay.
Just the comparison videos are too good. Yeah. The scene where, as you say, they wake up the next morning and he cooked all of the food. And the line where it says, James Franco didn't suck any dick last night. Now I know y'all are tripping. The argument he has with Franco about wanking in his house, where he's out raising a house of women. Franco's like, "Well, I'm sure he didn't teach you to close your eyes and just let it go wherever."
No, it was me, Franco. I fucking made jizz in your magazine.
What?
When I fucking jack off long enough, I end up jizzing, dude. I'm assuming the same shit works for you.
Real fucking smart answer. Why don't you fucking aim, huh?
I have a particularly explosive ejaculate. It just goes everywhere. It's like a fucking wild fireman's hose. You just gotta grab on and pray to God it doesn't get in your eyes or your mouth.
The fuck kind of jerking off is that? What, you never had any brothers? You didn't learn to jizz in a fucking sock or on a fucking tissue?
No, I don't have any brothers. I was raised in a house of women.
And he says it's like a fireman's hose, man. You gotta try and control it.
for the record, the sign of a great pick if I don't have to do my own explanations.
Sorry, I thought you'd I thought you'd finished.
I hadn't even started, mate, to be honest.
Sorry.
No. Please carry on.
I'll go back to you.
It's the sign of a super pick that I don't even have
that
to.
Is.
Such a bad friend that he ends up essentially, other than the demons, he essentially ends up as the villain and takes Channing Tatum as a sex toy.
He calls him, I like to call him Channing Taint Yum. He starts the conversation about Emma Watson being raped. Then he goes at the camera upstairs and he says, I don't know why Jay started that conversation. I think it's because he felt the energy shifting, like he was about to come to the house, bitch, and he was trying to shift it back towards her. He starts it and then he's like, why are we talking about raping Emma Watson? And the stories about her on the set of that film are both horrifying and objectively funny if you do read back that.
What do you mean?
Well, she kind of had an idea what she was signing up for and then saw that and was like, what the hell have I signed up for? And they had to remove things. So Channing Tatum is in the scene already as a sex slave, and she was going to be involved in that scene, and she said it was too much, and so they removed it. Seth Rogen said they basically had a meeting where she said she was feeling uncomfortable, and it was like, this is as far as I'm willing to go. And they said, well, we'd rather have you on the film than not, so we'll get that in. Yeah, aww. Danny McBride, that was, as I was going to say, I was thinking about it when I went with Red, but both very good. I think Pineapple Express is a better film. There's parts of This Is the End that, for me, I didn't find funny at the time and then didn't find funny on a rewatch either. The whole devil raping Jonah Hill scene was just terrible. But there we go. Anything more to add on? Apologise, I thought you'd finished before I jumped on,
pick. No, it's all good. I'm quite happy to let you talk for me. Terrible trait in a podcast guest, I grant you, but if you can sell it for me, then it means I've made a good pick, like I say, and that's always nice.
You still have another pick, don't you, sir?
I do, and a category that TK has managed to decimate for me, and the glint in his eye tells me that he tried to say it wasn't personal, but the look in his eye tells
me. Imagine if I'd taken Linus, that would have just been the old, this guy's just...
You're not highbrow like that, you're not doing it, it's not for you. I'm going to go action. I am going to take, I think this is a little bit left field one, but it's a film that Byron knows I'm a huge fan of. I can't remember if all three of us did this on the podcast or if just the two of us.
If it's where I think you're going, it was just the two of us.
The film Sin City.
No, it's not. It was just me and you though.
And the character is Marv, played by Mickey Rourke. What film did you think?
I thought you were taking Bill Murray in Zombieland.
No.
Bill fucking Murray.
Six people left on this planet, one of them is Bill fucking Murray.
Yeah, I'm on the record with Sin City as well. I like weird films. That's a bit
much for you.
The yellow guy at the end was where I was kind of like, I was checking out here. And just when Jessica Alba's on board, I think so. Really should have been reeling me in, but did the opposite.
Yeah, I think it's a great film. I love the way it's shot. The Frank Miller, obviously, like the influence, it goes on a year later into 300, like rolls on the same author of the graphic novels. As a character, he's superb. He's essentially just a superhuman psycho.
What's the name again, sorry?
Marv. It's Mickey Rourke. Do you know
I know his name. Yeah.
He's a great action side character because all he does is kick fuck out of people. Like, that's sort of all you want. The storyline, they tried to flesh out, but ultimately in that film, you care about Jessica Alba and... You care a lot about Haggerty to Bruce Willis's character, but Marv's perfect. He's got some nice lines about him basically just being a div. It gets a bit odd when he's accused of killing his missus and then it turns out it's his twin sisters trying to murder him and stuff, but there's a few twists and turns. But action, I had like three picks and basically I've got some others that like some honorable mentions. One I think probably better for a draft pick, but I was just now getting to a point where it's just characters that I quite like. That's my two. So I've got carry on.
You've got animation and wildcard left.
There's some absolute bangers in there, to be fair.
Yeah, so it's back to me, yeah.
Yes,
so
sir.
I've got comedy, animation and wildcard. Comedy is still very open.
I want you to take the pick that I was gonna steal from you. and so elected Sean, not to.
Sean is... Does anyone have a comedy type character left that they're considering taking? Because I can box some of these off and we can do a... I can basically tell you I'm not going to pick before I tell you I'm going to pick.
Yeah, I've got some comedy characters.
Okay, we'll save that then. I'm going to go for, and I feel bad doing this, not to anyone in particular, just disgracing a friend of the pod, really. I'm going to take Derek from Step Brothers.
Yep, he's on the list. Is my pick.
Yes.
Yeah, I like the pick. He's on my board.
He's on the board. Yeah.
JB was who I felt was owed. I maybe should have taken him.
Terribly. Didn't enter my thought process.
He could be your wild card if you want, but I've got someone else in consideration for the...
I hope one of us... There's a wild card pick that I feel like one of us has to take.
Ezekiel? Because he's still on the board.
I know, yeah.
That's who I should have taken there, really.
I feel like one of us... This started essentially because we referenced him as possibly the best side character of all time. And if we then don't draft him, it feels like a waste.
The integrity of it.
Yeah, it feels like a waste of our time and energy.
He's the group's pick.
Okay, okay, that's fine. As long as you're okay with that.
Obviously, Brennan and Dale don't qualify here as a character to be picked.
Will you do the Derek song for me, please?
No, but I will say, line to laugh ratio-wise, he might be the funniest in the film.
Yeah, I actually agree.
Him having a friend that he can't be trusted not to act like Kobayashi in International Waters, everyone needs a girl like that. Him explaining that he has the opposite of a problem because he made 550k last year, hasn't eaten a carb since 2004, and is VP of the biggest executive helicopter leasing company on the Western Seaboard. Him pointing at his oiled up abs with Kiel is a hilarious scene that clearly aren't his. Adam Scott just shouldn't play anyone other than a smug asshole. He's a very good actor, but this is where he clearly excels. He gets hard helping out his friends. 4/5 commish. Couldn't be at his mum's wedding because of an important fishing trip. Fucking Catalina and wine mixer. Just incredible character.
Let me ask you this, Bob. Why wait 2 years?
Well, I gotta make more money.
Okay, well, look, I hear you. Believe me. But what if I were to tell you that I could sell this house for 30% above market right now?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Could you do it?
In a heartbeat, Robbie. Look, I got my real estate license a few years back for shits and gigs. You know what? I'd even do it for 4/5 commish, because you know what really gets my dick hard? Helping out my friends.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah?
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah? Oh, my God. No, it would be kick-ass, bro.
Oh, man.
Right there.
Oh.
Quite like to go fishing with Mark Cuban, though, for the record. He seems like some boy.
Yeah, that's my pick, unless anyone has anything to add for Derek.
Yeah, no, he was high up on my list on that. If that had fallen to me, I would have...
So I had him in consideration. I was going to try and twist that he's a friend.
I'd give him a bad friend.
So I'm taking him off TK.
You've got two brothers. And you just... No, can they be your mates?
No,
essentially the question.
No. So I'm saying, would they have to be? Because...
He loves helping a friend. He can't be a bad friend.
There you go.
That's what gets his dick out.
TK, you've got two picks. You've got animation, bad friend, and wild card left on the board.
Okay. I'm going to go with this bad friend. I think this character kind of got killed a little bit by repetition of the film and people quoting it, whatever. I'm going to go with Mr. Chow from The Hangover.
Oh, okay. Have we all done our bad friend pick?
Yes.
Because I think Alan qualifies.
Nah, he's too main. He may be the face. He's probably the face of The Hangover.
Not billed, though. Not on the billing.
I feel...
He's not in the billing. And also...
That's why I said record, some common sense would have to be...
For the record, as a PSA, for the first one, he's the face of the franchise, but if he picks him in the first film, then he's not the face of that. That's Bradley Cooper and fucking... But Justin Bertha, they are on all of the posters.
It felt too main for me, because otherwise I think he'd have gone first round, probably. So,
bit of rich for your taste.
No, so I think for the first one, you can take him. And I always think he qualifies as a bad friend, because a little PSA... Please don't drug your friends. Or, unless it's consensual, and you do you, but let's not spike your mates.
If it's twaddled, Mr. Chow?
No, look, if he's... The first time you watch that film, you think this guy is an absolute show stealer. It's just... Yeah, he has been quoted sort of ad nauseum, probably.
Toodaloo, motherfuckers, became a thing.
Is he a friend in the first one? Because he isn't. That comes later on.
I guess if... if he wants to take him for Hangover 2, then yeah, it's kind of like
Hangover 2. Less of a character. It's a weaker pick, in my opinion.
It is, but I would compare it to when we did
this. Is business, Sonny. You've taken it very personally.
When we did the football draft, and he's gonna decline what I'm about to say
this
here.
This is bad. What he did was bad.
No, I'm about to switch it. He took Rooney at Everton, and he swung it a bit, saying he didn't get that much better than he was at Everton. But
I think
wanted the graphic with Rooney on there with no.
You did a lot worse with the following.
I couldn't
draft.
Remember who I did. Yeah, so
it was really bad.
Yeah, so that's fine. If he wants to take him in Hangover 2, because I don't think he qualifies in Hangover 1. As I said, Hangover 2 is a weaker pick.
I think he'd have let that slide if you hadn't taken Apollo Creed. I think the taking of Apollo Creed means...
The thing is, I still maintain there's one in there that I thought would have been really, really egregious that he wouldn't have wanted me to take. I didn't know that he was going to be furious about Apollo
Creed. I think I know who it is, and I think he's in my wild card because I...
Okay.
Yeah, but I might be wrong.
I've been at pains not to
Maybe
say
Maybe I should have taken him in action, but I was quite like... I got sold on Marv last night when I was flicking through, when I was looking at films, and then because I'd already written this character down in my wild card. Mainly because I thought if I took it, I'm fairly sure that this person's safe.
I've got a bad friend pick that I don't think will be anyone's wild card.
So do I.
And so I don't know whether I can mention it now or not. Does anyone have a Tarantino pick as their wild card?
Yes.
Do you think we're in the same direction? So I mention this guy now.
Yes, I think we're in the exact same direction. Is it a film that I adore? Like,
it's not Reservoir Dogs.
Okay. Because I've definitely got someone from there.
So we were discussing who could be a side character in that. I've done it
by the billing, and I've done it on the basis of where they are in the lineup.
Bad friend, I considered Lewis from Jackie Brown.
Yeah, fair.
When I was thinking,
no, I didn't enter.
I did a thing at about 2 a.m. the other day with my favourite De Niro scenes and them getting to the bar with Aldell and discussing Melanie, and he's like, so are you girlfriend and or not? And he's like, well, no, but you didn't know that when you slept with her, did you? And he's like, I felt bad about it.
We've all done our bad friend,
yeah,
and we've all done our franchise pick, right?
Yes.
Okay, because the other one that I felt like I was very close to taking but didn't, solely on the basis that it's a range of a set of films that I don't like, was Lando Calrissian from Star Wars. Sells his boy out.
It's fair.
He sells his boy out to essentially his arch enemy, ends up getting frozen and all. I was very close.
So
I really wanted Sean Penn in Carlito's way for bad friend, because he really is a dreadful friend, but
nice.
second on the billing. So
I shared something the other day, and it was like best haircut you've seen in a film, and I shared Sean Penn in Carlito's
way. Outrageous. Yeah.
Sure. You got another.
TK doesn't have
another. Yeah, pick, TK's mate. Got another pick. He's got wild card and animation.
I mean, Keen is absolutely right with the need for Ezekiel on here, but in a way, it's almost simultaneously feel like I can't pick it now.
No, you
can take him if you want to take him.
You've already taken fucking everything else I wanted
to
pick. You might as well pick me back pocket last year.
I don't think Keenan's taking him regardless as his last pick.
I'm going with wildcard on the basis that you are not getting this character, and I don't think in much else this is a real wildcard. Billy Bright, Football Factory.
Okay.
Superb.
For a second, I thought we were going in a similar direction. It turns out we were very far apart in our direction.
I was pretty confident you were not going in that direction.
Oi, barman, 3 bottles of bad, please, mate. Problem was, he'd taken so many beatings on the terraces that he weren't scared of anyone. And the correct medical term for that is a total fucking psycho.
Bill, let's get out of here. There's about 10 Stoke fans staring at us.
How many of them did you say there was?
About 10. Please don't start, Bill.
Right, which one of them's staring at me?
The big geezer with the hacking cap on.
See you, you cunt. I'll cut you first.
And that was his idea of a good day out.
You fucking mugs.
Unreal.
Just an all-time character.
Yeah.
An all-timer.
That's an absolute worldie of a pick. That might be the best pick of that might be the best pick so far.
When I saw Wildcard, I was like, this is made for Billy Bright.
Billy Bright on a night out with Chaz from Wedding Crashers would be...
You just accept your life is no longer in your hands.
So everyone, I think, is leaving animation for last. It seems that's the one that's...
No, I think I've got 2 picks next time around anyway, so it's immaterial.
Yeah, I've got 1 pick. I've got animation and wild card. I'm going to go for wild card. And I'm going to take Joey Knish from Rounders.
Yeah, love it.
watched again.
My Kids Eat.
Yeah, watched again recently, and that was...
Did you enjoy it as much?
More than the last time I watched it, I think.
That was one... I know I told you, that was one that I wanted you to watch, but I was never actually sure if you were going to like it.
Yeah, I think Rory kept banging on about it enough where I was like, okay, I'll give it
It's a brilliant film.
Now, this guy, that guy's a good friend.
The Knish. Yeah.
Joey Knish. Yeah. Helps her first, withdraws his hand when he needs to give Mike a reality
check.
Worm,
I know, isn't eligible for the shitty friend.
Terrible friend.
Yeah. Totoro ruins his life just by being friends with
Worm. He's a bad guy.
Totoro is, again, something I'm just going to chuck out, one of the greats, and don't ask me to apply much context to that because one of the greats is a wide sphere that I'm applying that to.
One of the greats and what a guy. I watched, I don't know, was it? Whatever night, it was one night this week, I watched like quarter of an hour of Mr. Deeds and legitimately was close to taking Totoro and Mr. Deeds because the sneaky.
All I think about is Unai Emery with that now.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, his monologue in this when Mike tries to riff on him for never going big is great. If Roller Paces Over Kings is the peak of the movie, then this is a close second.
Mm. Yeah.
Calling someone a little punk is great. And then I'm not playing for the thrill of fucking victory. I owe rent, alimony, child support. I play for money. My Kids Eat. Maybe don't do that on a microphone.
It's because I was trying to open it, but there's no other way I can do that.
Great little world they do establish in Rounders. This little underground ring. Like I truly do believe this is a thing that the stakes within it, the levels of people within this world from us meeting, what, like 10 characters?
Yeah.
Very well done.
Still pissed at the Oreo thing.
Good.
Just still, thing, the tower is just murderous.
Keenan, we're back to you. You've got your last two picks. Animation and wild card.
Thank you kindly. I do have one thing that I want to check before I...
Cat's outside the window.
Cat's trying to get involved.
I do have one thing to check because I'm not sure. I wonder if someone is billed. One second. I tried to find this last. Tried to find an actual movie poster of it last night.
Because I can fire some out if with other ones now because it's only animation left.
Yeah,
but I don't want to. Am I likely to take yours off the board if I fire out some characters that we've not been over?
It's all good. No, second billing. Chuck. Animation. There's two that I really want to take, but I can't. I'm going to take the turtle from Finding Nemo.
You could have given me 10 guesses to where you were going, and that wasn't where I thought you were going.
There's a couple of others. I love the turtle from Finding Nemo.
I do have Give Me a Fin.
Yeah.
Noggin.
Yeah.
In my head, so.
You two have still got Peter Animation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. wild card. I'm taking an actual contender for possibly the best side character of all time. In my mind, it's probably my second favourite film of all time.
Okay, yeah, I know where you were going there, yeah.
It is involved in some unbelievable scenes. His gunplay in the film was so good that police units used it up and down the states. As an actual training test, I am taking Val Kilmer as Michael in Heat.
Nice.
And his relationship with his wife allows us to get possibly one of the strangest and best quotes in the film from Al Pacino that she is trying to hide from him. So it's all relevant, baby.
Really could have, if they wanted to take like an hour off that film, Pacino's stepdaughter, Val Kilmer's missus.
No. You need the missus. You need the missus because you need the bit with Hank Azaria. About the great ass.
She had a great ass.
Your head all the way up. And the fact that you can get killed walking your dog.
So Keenan's board is complete.
Yeah, I'm pleased.
I'll go over them at the end, actually.
Yeah,
so
yeah, of course, there's about 40 honourable mentions that I'd like to get through. Yeah. I want to know what this pick is, because I feel like you're going to wound me more now by telling me that I've forgotten something that I should have taken.
I've only got animation left. Yeah, so.
Unless I'm missing something. I thought you'd have been taking Commissioner Gordon.
Big up. That was
because I mentioned him in the start. He's obviously put him to the side.
So when I was looking at franchise, whatever, I was thinking if I could Commissioner Gordon, he's going to fall out of his seat.
He was very
much. And then I went Apollo Creed, and you know he did anyway.
He was my original pick, and then I actually don't know what happened. I then did want. I thought someone else would take him, whereas I didn't think someone else would take Linus, and I wanted a chance to speak about the Oceans trilogy again. So
Nice. Yeah, I thought for sure action adventure or franchise it was going, so when he didn't, I was shook.
All right, so I've got animation left to take
the ball,
as my last as my last pick, and it's really tight between two characters.
Wonder if one of them's one I've written down.
I'm pretty sure TK is not going to take Peter Porker from Into the Spider-Verse. I just want to chuck that one out there. That's not what I'm going to take. I will take Korg from Thor Ragnarok.
Close. Yeah, I was close.
Don't know if TK's even seen Thor Ragnarok. So
piss off, Ghost.
That boxes that one off. But he really encapsulates what made the MCU so special for a very long time. It's kind of gone down the drain a bit now, but they took this unfamiliar figure that's really just a C-lister in the comics and turned him into one of the most lovable characters in the entire universe. As soon as he made that joke about rock, paper, scissors in the... He's made of rocks, by the way. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Just a little rock, paper, scissors joke.
Yeah.
Hey, take it easy, man. Over here, a pile of rocks waving at you. Here. Yeah, I'm actually a thing. I'm a being. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Korg. I'm kind of like the leader in here. I'm made of rocks, as you can see, but don't let that intimidate you. You don't need to be afraid unless you're made of scissors. Just a little rock, paper, scissor joke for you. This is my very good friend over here, Meek. He's an insect and has knives for hands.
The cinema was in stitches. I was thinking about it for... You just want him on screen again and again and again after that. It's offside.
Sorry.
It's
get the game replay.
It's the peak of Taika Waititi, if I pronounce that right, because he's gone down the drain as well.
I mean, he is shacked up with Rita Ora, so it's worst fate in life.
Yeah, I mean, professionally.
Okay, right, I was just saying. I mean, I'm not saying I'd risk it all, but fuck me, I wouldn't be far off.
So yeah, that's my pick. As likable a character in the MCU as you'll find.
I want
very intrigued as to who TK is going to take in animation.
I want to do another draft because I feel like my strategy went wayward on me in this one as I just started to pick people I liked.
So I said to TK yesterday that it could have been more complex and you had to take someone from particular decades, and that was how you did it to make it more complex. So you had to fill out the 2010s, the 80s, and so on.
We
as well as the genres.
We could do a decades draft would be fun.
You have to work back to a silent film.
TK, last pick of the draft. Who's it going to be?
Yeah, I mean, options pretty scarce on the old animation front, I'll admit.
Oof, I'm not sure.
I don't think it is.
I'm sure I'm missing some pretty obvious stuff. I kind of wanted the gingerbread man from Shrek.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
I think he's probably going to be my pick. But I do remember in Space Jam thinking, you know what? An underrated part of that team.
Lola Bunny was about it.
Lola Bunny puts some serious points in that film that she gets no credit for. Michael Jordan turns up, wins the game. Bill Murray's shot to bits. Bogus a passenger. Lola Bunny is putting up points.
That's a good point. Would you have given him Bill Murray in Space Jam? Because you're on about animated characters that are in non-animated films.
No, he wouldn't count as animated.
I clarified this for him yesterday. I said, can you have a regular person in an animated film? He's like, absolutely
if
not.
So, okay. One of us should have taken Jessica Rabbit.
Bill Murray doesn't play defense.
Bill Murray's knees are shot.
Taking Gingerbread Man from Shrek still. He gets the win.
Do you have much chat for Gingerbread Man? Or is that your chat for the Gingerbread
Man? He's got a funny voice.
Not the buttons. He's great. He's great.
Not my Gingerbread Buttons. Mushu from Milan was the other one. That's a superb effort.
I was going to take, if I didn't take Korg, I was debating between Kenny from the South Park movie or Terrence and Phillip because...
yeah,
Uncle Fucker is maybe one of the catchiest songs.
How do you define Kenny as a side character?
Yeah, those four are just those four.
If
you say he's got no lines,
he dies like 15 minutes into the film.
He's still quite a central figure, though, isn't he?
And if you watch that back, by the way,
he dies, but you spend half of it with him fucking in hell with Saddam Hussein trying to ride the devil.
If you want Saddam Hussein in there,
hey,
if you want to ride with Saddam Hussein, we can clip that up.
In the credits, they credit Saddam as himself as well. In there, I watched back the start of the film. I don't know if you remember how Kenny dies.
Is this the one with the heart in the microwave?
So they come out of the Terrence and Phillip movie. He lights a fart on fire, which obviously catches fire.
Yeah.
And then they dump a truckload of salt on him to put him out. He's still not dead. He goes to the hospital and they're performing a surgery. And
the heart instead of the baked potato.
They say that they have to. Yeah, they say they have to put his heart in the microwave to save him. He goes, "Whose lunch is it?" And he's like, "I'm parched. I've not eaten all day." And then he comes back to, and they say, "Kenny, son, we're so glad we managed to save you. The bad news is we accidentally put a baked potato in the place of your heart, so you've got 3 seconds to live." And then Cartman says, "Oh my God, I can't believe Kenny's died like that. I placed a bet with him that he couldn't light a fart on fire." They say, "You don't need to blame yourself." And he's like, "No, I'm just glad I had to make him $100. Terrence and Phillip, well, I don't know if that would have been allowed. Revealing themselves on the Conan O'Brien show. And they're like, "Well, the good thing is no one knows where we are." And he's like, "Until now." And then Conan's crying, "I can't believe what I've done."
Yeah, no, I'd have given you them. I'm annoyed at myself now, upon reflection.
I told TK after seeing him during Dumb Money. Maurice from War of the Planet of the Apes was on my board as well. The flat-faced orangutan, the orange one.
Your boy.
I haven't watched any of them since we did one of them for the pod, mates, so no comment.
So you still can't remember Maurice?
I can't remember shit.
He sees his henchman.
I barely remember my own name at this stage.
All right, I'll tell you what's on everyone's board, and then we'll go through some picks that didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
Do you want each board individually or by category?
No, each board individually.
So I've got Mad Dog from The Raid, Derek from Step Brothers, Korg from Thor Ragnarok, Steve Stifler from American Pie, Tom Hagen from The Godfather, Red from Pineapple Express, and Joey Knish from Rounders. TK's Winston from John Wick, Chaz from Wedding Crashers, The Gingerbread Man from Shrek, Apollo Creed from Rocky 3, Dignam from The Departed, Mr. Chow from The Hangover 2, and Billy Bright from Football Factory. Keenan's got Marv from Sin City, McLovin from Superbad, The Turtle from Finding Nemo, Linus from Ocean's 11, Tommy from Goodfellas, Danny McBride from This Is The End, and Michael in Heat.
Mm. There's four great picks there. There's three that are shit. I bottled it.
Shall I chuck some at you that didn't make the cut?
Can I throw a couple at her?
Go for it.
There was a big part of me that thought you were going to take MPH.
So he was on my board.
Yeah, I was genuinely, I didn't know how desperately you wanted him, but at one point I was going to try and just have him in franchise. So he's in all three films?
He was in franchise. Yeah. I thought Stifler would go first round, and I thought I might not get, I thought Stifler and McLovin were going to be first round.
Lou from Hot Tub Time Machine was in as a bad friend. Because the film is essentially that he's a fucking dick.
That's a great pick.
Yeah,
I don't know if I would have classed him aside. That's why he wasn't on my list.
Oh, he's not in the billing. Madsen from Reservoir Dogs, because most of that film is actually Harvey Keitel and Tim Roth, and he's like fifth in the billing because he's basically an unknown in '94. Margot Robbie from The Wolf of Wall Street was very close to.
Yeah, I was worried you were going to try and say Donnie, and we were going to have a chat. That wouldn't have been a side character.
That's Jonah Hill, right?
Yeah, second billing. Yeah.
In your rule about it being someone's name.
Yeah,
as he was referred to as the Wolf of Wall Street, I would argue that the film is based on him, therefore anyone but him becomes a side character.
Well, in the second or third draft, I took that off the list because I realised it didn't work.
Okay, right, that's fine. Once I'd read the first couple, I just got down to what categories do I need to put, to be honest. Your fault for trying to confuse me with information, square it.
All right, some of these I had down, some will obviously... You might want more of a chat on than others.
Mm.
Sergeant Al Powell from Die Hard was one that spanned across a couple of categories for me. He was across action. He was my third pick for action.
Yeah. Argyle, out of respect.
Argyle. Keenan. So I feel like Keenan should have been the one to take him out of respect.
No, fuck him. He mugged me off on Facebook.
he's wished me a happy birthday twice now, and a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, he left me on red, so nothing.
Merry Christmas from our girl feels extra.
Yeah, we're boys. I thought my dad would be impressed by that.
I had Chow in my franchise.
I wanted...
And Jim Gordon, who I now utterly regret not taking, because it's only when we started talking about him, and Byron's told me about my love for him about seven times. Yeah. Gary Oldman, what a guy.
I wanted Mr. Freeze until I saw Arnie, like, is literally front and centre on the poster.
Would you have given me Drexel from True Romance?
See, I was unsure on that one, and I ended up putting Walken's character
me too.
Because
me too. It was close.
Kane from John Wick, I've mentioned. Bill Murray, Bors from King Arthur was a low pick. I kind of combined as one pick Lemon and Tangerine from Bullet Train because
I'd have given you that as well. I had In Action, Eli Roth as the Bear Jew in Inglourious, mainly just so I could scream Teddy Williams knocks out of the fucking park.
I can't look at that character the same since I found out it should have been Sandler. What depresses me.
Leo in Django, because he's actually not on the billing. He's third build.
That might have felt too much. I feel like the only real side character in that is Samuel L. Jackson.
It's actually Samuel L. Jackson / Leo from Django is what I've got written down. Mm. Leo Guest from Lethal Weapon.
I feel like
Pesci again.
If you take Samuel L. Jackson in Django, people might ask some questions. Like, what are you liking about that character?
Objectively, it's fucking hilarious.
It is. It's just...
I mean, if we're going to get on the morals of some of our characters we've picked, we're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, objectively... He is fucking hilarious from start to finish. M from James Bond, which is why I asked you the question about where the actors changed, because Judi Dench was, when I was a kid and I used to watch all James Bond, the Pierce Brosnan ones, it was Judi Dench, and then it became Fiennes.
I considered, text TK that I was unsure about Sosa in Scarface, because technically main villain, but also...
Tony's the main villain of that film.
That's also what I said.
Oren Ishii, I was close to taking from Kill Bill. I think as side characters go, she's phenomenal.
I considered Manny and Scarface a bad friend. Trying to buck his sister. Don't do that.
He's the only guy really that actually cares about him.
And actually gives a fuck about Tony. The rest of them are just there for the money.
If you go back and watch the scene in Bolivia, fantastic beige jacket that Sosa is wearing with his shirt. Don't you ever try to fuck me, Tony.
Did he want that?
Oh, fuck me. Big Earl from Starsky and Hutch was on the board.
Yes.
I thought you might... take something from there. On NPH, if we can just mention him, legend.
This is why you're going to take it. And then, to be honest, it turns out the next time we do a draft, if you invite me, I will be here. But it turns out it's not you I need to worry about. You've played the game like a gentleman.
That's what I do.
Don't you dare.
TK well, on the other
you,
hand.
You do what he did, where you just, you know, if someone makes a pick.
No, I was up in arms
that you took Tommy from Goodfellas. I'm sure we all would have liked Tommy.
The worst part about it is you had another pick that, in your own phrase, where it feels egregious. And it feels, as you read your board out, you winked at me as Byron Redamal. And I'm like, well, I don't know what to do with that.
Genuinely, the fact that I thought you were going to roll with Commissioner Gordon, I didn't take it. I thought I was doing a nice thing.
The most shocking part to me.
Turns out I was stabbing him.
I can't believe that Gordon was on TK's board. I'm not sure. Do you believe that Gordon was on his board, or is this just him saving face? No. Yeah. Okay, all right.
He was definitely on mine. And then Byron, I knew that he was on mine as well.
Put you off the scent.
No. And then because as we were working it through, I assumed someone else would take him.
Nah.
Now, if I had my picks over again, I'd definitely just take him because we didn't speak about him enough.
NPH from his first appearance hitchhiking and ultimately stealing Harold's car after suggesting a trip to see some strippers, get some poontang.
It's a sausage fest in here.
You don't understand. We've been craving these burgers all night. I've been craving burgers too. Fur burgers. Let's go pick up some trim at a strip club. Lap dance.
When
he pops up and he says, you stole our car, and he's like, what can I say? It was a dick move on my part. In the sequel,
I can't prove it, but Neil Patrick Harris has definitely taken MDMA more than once in his life, because those aren't the goons of an actor. That's someone whose jaw's been in different postcodes more than once.
In the sequel, he takes him to see some women of the night a brothel where he brands one of them and tells them that it's a common misconception that the PH in Neil Patrick Harris stands for Patrick Harris, and it actually stands for poon handling. And then by the third, he said, don't be alarmed, I'm just going to squirt some lotion on your back in about 35 seconds. He's lost the plot by that point.
He's getting away with some things.
This dog, every time we're recording it, it starts yapping outside the window, and I never know if it makes the final cut. Rod from Get Out was a consideration on my board. Good friend there.
I don't know who that is.
I've seen Get Out.
No, I've told you this a million times. You spoiled the ending for me, so I've never seen it.
No, that would never have been a thing for me.
Okay, right, it's fine. I didn't
have never. I would never have done that.
Strictly.
You
never.
Definitely did you.
Finch, American Pie 2. Steve Spirou, that's my boy. I feel like TK should have taken him.
We're going to get our dick sucked.
Man from Interstellar, bad friend. Couldn't remember if they knew each other or not. And Keenan's probably not the man to ask about Interstellar.
Nah, fuck that film.
Ham from Toy Story was on my board.
Great shout.
Between him and Mr. Potato Head.
What about Slinky, the dog? That's good friend.
No.
He's Woody's boy. Through thick and thin.
Literally tries to betray him in the first film.
No, they all do that, though. It's because I think he's a murderer. Like, look, I'm not saying that. I love you, mate, but if you come to me and tell me you've murdered someone, then you'll go in jail. That's it. It's illegal. You go in prison.
Benji Dunn, Mission Impossible. Some of these wild cards.
Benji Simon Peck.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Rob Strasser in Air was on my board. Bateman's character.
Thanks, mate.
Alice from Bodies, big fan of that character.
Alec Baldwin, Grangary Gernross.
Yeah, it was close. I was close.
Jared from The Big Short.
Yeah.
Was there, but then me and TK discussed last night who's the main and who's not in that.
Christian Bale's the main character.
Mark Hanna in Wolf of Wall Street.
It's McConaughey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did think about it. I was going to take anything from Wolf. I knew you wouldn't let me take Jonah Hill, although I do think you're wrong. Based on a rule that you originally set, I would have taken...
Well, that's why the small print says common sense should be applied in all cases.
Look who you're talking to. We've known each other for nigh on a decade. You are well aware common sense is not my forte.
Chucky from Good Will Hunting, if you want to push it there. Third, Robin Williams and Damon are quite clearly one and two there. Les Grossman, Tropic Thunder, Tom Cruise's character.
Did think about it.
That is a great comedy character.
Was close to McBride in Tropic Thunder as well, actually, because he's only in like three scenes and he's great in all of them.
You text me, TK, about Florence Pugh in Oppenheimer.
You idiot.
You could have taken it, but don't know why. Where you'd have taken it. Bad friend, maybe.
She's a bad friend.
Yeah.
He's a bad friend to her.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, she definitely gets the raw end of that deal.
She gets the raw end twice.
Yeah, no pun intended. Fucking child.
No need for that boardroom scene. No need.
No.
Anything else to check out? And I think that we'll call it a day there if no one has anything else to chuck at the wall.
That's a successful draft.
Yeah. I'd like to do another one. That was really quite enjoyable.
Well, I'll tell you my idea for another one in about 30 seconds. So 15 to end the podcast and then 15 just to let things simmer first.
I thought you were going to say it on the pod and then we say this is a terrible idea.
No, I was unsure about this one, but thank you for listening to the 200th edition of Movie Madness. Will we be back next week? I imagine so. Can't tell you what film it'll be yet. Think it'll be there. But Monday, see us there. Arsenal Man City, so maybe I won't be there. But thank you. Thank you for 200. Check the YouTube as always. Subscribe. All that business. Adios.